This is Central Oregon's Morning News on News Talk 1110 KBND.
Today's news brought to you by Splatprint.com, where full color never means full price. Please visit the website, Splatprint.com.
Another Bend businessman pleads guilty in a local bank fraud case.
The companies that make up Pronghorn Resort owe the county more than $3 million in back taxes. Details coming up.
The Redmond Proficiency Academy takes steps to move forward as the school expands.
And a big expansion plan is underway at the Bend Walmart. Details ahead. With Lori Robb, I'm Frank Bonacresti.
1110 KBND, depend on us.
It's a big tax bill. The companies that own sections of Pronghorn Resort owe more than $3.2 million in back taxes. According to an article in the Bulletin, Deschutes County tax records show the bulk of the delinquent taxes are from a Honolulu-based company called the Resort Group. The records also show the Resort Group took ownership of Pronghorn in February, and the properties came with 4 years of unpaid property taxes. The company spokesperson, Randy Koss, says they knew about the back taxes coming in and that cleaning up the issue is one of their top priorities. He says he'll focus first on paying off the 2008 tax bills. He also says the situation will not affect the golf courses or clubhouse.
Another Bend businessman has pleaded guilty in the Desert Sun Development bank fraud case. 67-year-old John Parton, who owned Advanced Steel in Bend, pleaded guilty to conspiracy to commit bank fraud and loan application fraud. Parton admitted he provided fictitious contracts and invoices for Desert Sun Development projects. Three other co-defendants have already pleaded guilty and are awaiting sentencing. Parton faces a maximum sentence of 5 years in prison and a $250,000 fine.
A Bend Walmart expansion may come at a good time, with many local families struggling to put healthy, fresh foods on their tables. The 40,000-square-foot expansion is currently underway at the Bend store. Walmart spokesperson Delia Garcia says when it's complete, it will give low-income people and others more access to fresh produce.
You know, we're seeing our customers, many of them are really trying to get as much as they can from their paychecks and to squeeze everything they can out of every dollar. Bend, as we know, has a 14.1% unemployment rate. We want to make sure that customers can have access to fresh, affordable groceries for their families, healthier food for their families, and that they don't have to pay a premium for that.
The Bend Walmart was built in 1994. Garcia says it was time for an upgrade. Currently, the parking lot and side roads in that area are affected by the construction, which is expected to be complete by March of 2013.
Oregon agriculture is like a giant horn of plenty, and in order to sell that plenty, it is looking toward Asia. 1110 KBND's Jim McLaren reports.
Oregon wheat growers, winemakers, fruit orchardists, and others had a great 2011. But Katie Koba, director of the State Department of Ag, warns.
The fact of the matter is there are not enough Oregonians to eat and use everything that we grow.
That's where U.S. Senator Ron Wyden comes in. He's pushing a farm bill to expand domestic markets for Oregon produce and to boost exports through the Trans-Pacific Partnership, which means cutting tariffs.
Tariffs are taxes. And what is so inequitable is our markets are basically open to everybody around the world.
Jim McLaren, 1110 KBND Radio News.
Darren Powderly with Compass Commercial believes Central Oregon is entering a new, more positive business phase for commercial properties. In the last 6 months, the commercial brokerage company has represented the sale of a combined 33 acres for a total consideration of more than $6 million.
What it means is that we are coming out of the trough of the real estate cycle, and we're entering into what I believe over the next year or several years will be the beginning of the upturn, an upturn in the real estate market. And we haven't exactly seen an increase in prices to date, but that's exactly what will begin to happen over the next 12 to 24 months.
Powderly says the local market hasn't seen an increase in prices yet, but he believes that will begin to happen soon.
The Redmond Proficiency Academy will expand next fall to include middle schoolers. The charter school will offer 6th through 12th grades. 1110 KBND's Kelly Blyer reports.
The RPA Board of Directors also selected Interim Director John Bullock to be their permanent director last weekend. Bullock admits it's been a trying year at RPA, but a successful one.
And I think that that's been amazing in the past few months as we've experienced some tragedy with the death of a couple of our students, and then, of course, the other legal matters that are pending. But the folks here just really have a strong belief in one another and a strong belief that we can provide something unique and special for our students, and that shows through every single day. And so I'm just very humbled, very honored to be able to be a part of this team.
Bullock expects the student population